Doodle the Naughty Poodle by Nick Campbell. Illustrated by Vanessa Hernandez. Genre: an animal fantasy is a story with animal characters that talk. Next, you will read about two poodles.
Question of the week: what do we learn as we grow and change?
Sketch the Poodle was a lovely dog. Betsy and her little brother Tony were very proud of their pet. Sketch even won a medal at the town's dog show. "She's good as gold," everybody said. One day, Betsy brought home a puppy named Doodle. He was very cute, but he didn't behave. After a week, Sketch went to see her friend Lola, a Dalmatian who lived next door.
"Doodle," said Sketch, "is such a naughty poodle."
"Are you sure?" asked Lola.
"Doodle has his own bed, just like me," said Sketch. "But every night, he jumps onto Betsy's bed. Every time Betsy and Tony come home from school, Doodle jumps all over the place and makes so much noise that my ears hurt. That poodle even jumps up at strangers. When the mail carrier came yesterday, Doodle jumped up and licked his face," said Sketch. "He walks over the table, jumps on the sofa, leaves muddy prints all over the place. He's such a naughty puppy. And he eats any chance he gets. He stole some meatballs from the kitchen counter, and they weren't even cooked yet."
"Dear, oh dear," said Lola the Dalmatian.
"There's more," said Sketch. "He's such a naughty poodle. You'd think he had enough dinner just like me," Sketch said. "But no, he dances about and asks Betsy to give him some dinner off her plate. Can you believe it? I sit very calmly next to Betsy and Tony when they are playing," the poodle went on. "Doodle wants to play all the time and takes toys all around the house."
Sketch looked sad. She was tired of Doodle.
"Have you ever heard of such a poodle as that young Doodle?" she asked Lola.
"Well," said Lola, "there was once a naughty little poodle. She lived here too, and her name was Sketch."
"What?"
barked Sketch. She looked surprised.
"Yes," said Lola. "Doodle is very young, and puppies don't know how to behave yet. You were just the same."
"But will he ever learn to behave?" asked Sketch.
"You did," replied Lola. "Betsy will teach him,
and you can teach him too." From over the fence came a lot of barking and laughter.
"They're playing together now," said Sketch. "It sounds like they're having fun."
"Why don't you go and join them now?" asked Lola. Sketch looked at Betsy, Tony, and Doodle having a lot of fun. Doodle was just like her when she was a puppy. Sketch went back and played with her family. She got very muddy, just to show Doodle how it should be done.